Well, meantime, authorities in South Carolina still working to find the motive behind yesterday's deadly shooting in York County. The gunman, former NFL player Phillip Adams, took his own life. NewsNation's Matt Grant is live in York County with the latest on that investigation. Matt.
Well, the sheriff still hasn't released any new information on this case, but previously told us that there's no evidence so far that Phillip Adams was a patient of this doctor, but it's something that they're continuing to look into. Earlier today, I spoke with Adams' next-door neighbor, Dwayne Blue, says he's known him for more than 30 years and is still in shock, saying there were no warning signs that something like this could happen. He spoke with Adams' father and tells me that he's just devastated. And, of course, the big question tonight is why this could happen.
I don't know what could happen to somebody to make them do that. I feel bad, you know, talking about how good a kid Phillip was when you got five people murdered down the road. But the truth is, this young man, he was just a good guy.
Adam's sister did speak to USA Today and told the paper that her brother's mental health, quote, degraded fast and terribly bad, and that he was going through a disability claim with the NFL. A retired FBI special agent spoke with me earlier and told me that it's highly unlikely that this is a random killing, and that it's likely that there was a connection between Adams and the doctor, and that's something that investigators will likely be honing in on. New tonight, we've learned now that Boston University is going to be partnering with the York County Coroner's Office. They're going to be looking to see if there were any brain-related injuries, concussions, CTE, stemming from Adams' NFL career, and that's something that they're going to be looking at with the autopsy. It's something they don't normally do, but something that they're going to be making exception and doing in this case. We're live in York, South Carolina. Matt Grant, News Nation.